Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
You grab your camera, you head out into the world. The objective is to make some photographs. But what is it that you are really attempting to do? There is a hidden, unspoken, fundamental aspect of photography that I think is one of the most important questions of all, but one hardly anybody ever thinks about or asks, or at least I don't hear people talk about it. I think it's the most fundamental question in photography as an art medium anyway, and that is, do we photograph what we see, or do we photograph what we feel? And of course, there's the obvious caveat for this discussion, and that is, it's possible to do both. As a matter of fact, it might be ideal if we do both. But oftentimes we don't. We take a picture of something because it's cool, because it's unique, because it's spectacular, because it's there, because it's expected, because it's the obvious thing to photograph, because it's what we think our audience wants to see. And so we pull up the camera and we make the picture of what we have seen. And implied in that is this idea that the camera is a transporter that I've talked about before, has the ability to transport us through space and time to a location we didn't actually visit. So the photograph is what the photographer saw. That's a pretty powerful use for photography and for a camera. And if you think about it, before the invention of photography, that was an almost impossible thing to accomplish successfully. If you were a painter or somehow you did drawings, it took incredible skill and talent to transport people through space and time to stand beside you while you plein air painted a landscape or had a sitting with a portrait. The combination of events that had to happen between the skill of the artist and the spectacular nature of the subject was a rare one indeed. But with photography, that all changed. Now, anybody with not even a camera, with the camera built into their smartphone, can take a picture that tells you where they were and what they saw. But is that artwork? Maybe it doesn't need to be. Maybe it's good enough that it simply shares with our friends and family places we've been, interesting things we've seen. That's not a bad objective, but it's not a particularly artistic one. And that's where I think we have to shift gears and assert that photography is not about showing others what we've seen, well, or at least not exclusively about showing others what we've seen, but that it has a deeper, more profound purpose when it comes to art making, and that is to show people how we feel, to invoke a feeling in them, to somehow bridge the gap of factual representation into emotional connection. Hence my thinking that the most fundamental question in photography as an art medium is, do we photograph what we see, or do we photograph what we feel? There's more to this than meets the eye, pun not intended. Because seeing is instantaneous. All you have to do is open your eyes and you will see, assuming that you don't have impaired vision due to some illness or accident. All you do is open your eyes and essentially you have a mental camera. But feeling doesn't happen quite so easily. Feeling requires a deeper level of commitment and engagement, and involves a much more complex reaction on our part than merely receiving vision through normally functioning eyes. It seems as though when I talk to photographers, many of them have some specific image they can point to and say, that's the one where I learned that photography is not about seeing, but about feeling. And in my case, that was The Steerage by Alfred Stieglitz. I first saw that in a book, in photography class. Everybody looks at that image because it's such a historically important image. And I thought, oh, nice depth of field, clever use of tones, a little bit crude because the camera and equipment was crude, so it's a product of its times, but it's an important photograph. And then, oh my goodness, look at the sociological commentary that's visible in this image between those in the upper classes at the top of the photograph and those in the lower class near the bottom. And I realized it was not just about tones and photographic competence, but it was a social commentary made by Stieglitz to point out something that maybe everybody knew. I don't know. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they ignored. But it was such obviously a deeper interpretation of that image than a mere reflection of Stieglitz's photographic skills that to me it was an eye-opener. It also opened the door to an ever-present discussion in art and photographic circles about whether or not art making is objective or subjective. Is the photographer supposed to be an unnamed, unknown creator that is not a participant in the scene, the neutral observer? Or is the role of photographer one that's subjective? Does photography function best as documentary or poetry? And of course, the answer is it does both. And I think both equally well. So the question about is photography objective or subjective is sort of a meaningless question. But not when it comes to you. When you use your camera, when you're out photographing, are you trying to make objective, maker-neutral images? Or are you accepting the role of subjective interpretation of the world and trying to show us not what you see, but what you feel? I'm pretty convinced there's no right answer to this question, but there is an answer for each of us individually. And for me, there was never any doubt that my inclinations lean towards photographing what I feel. But I must admit, that's not an easy path. In the first place, it's not an easy thing to even know what I feel. Sometimes I look at a scene and it just bounces off of me. Is that something to do with the scene? Or is that something to do with me? Or is it something to do with the moment? And I have to think very carefully about, what am I doing? What am I blocking? What am I not seeing? What am I preventing from happening by what? By distractions? By fatigue? By laziness? And once I get past all of that, then comes the more difficult question. What do I feel at this scene? And as difficult as that might be to answer, the follow-up question can even be more complicated than that is, now that I know what I feel, is it important? Is it worth the time and effort and energy to make a photograph? Is it something that others might be interested in? Or is this simply a personal moment of experience that I log away and say, well, okay, that was fun, but move on, without taking a photograph? Because the act of making the photograph has in it the assumption that it's worth making and that it's worth sharing, and that somehow that will allow me to connect emotionally with others via the photograph. Photography looks like it's an incredibly complex technological challenge, particularly in these days with the computers that are built into the cameras, the software, the laptops or desktop computers we have to decipher our images. There's so much complexity involved that that looks like it's the great challenge. But I don't think it is. I think the great challenge is to get in touch with what we feel about whatever we're about to photograph, the subject, the construction, the landscape, the portrait, the moment, the weather, to manifest a feeling about that, then to understand that feeling in ourselves, then to capture that feeling in an image. That's where the complexity of photography lies, not in the mere technology of exposure and development. So, I leave you with the question. Do you photograph what you see, or do you photograph what you feel? And if you're like most of us, you probably do a little of both. Sometimes one, sometimes the other, sometimes both at the same time. Can you turn that into a strategy so that when you're photographing, you know how you're photographing and why you're photographing, so that what you make has greater connection with not only your deeper self, but perhaps with others as well?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.